안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2026학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, students. This is your Vice Principal, Ms. Emily Johnson. I'd like to let you know about an important update to our school entrances. Starting next Monday, the current main entrance will be permanently closed as part of a safety improvement project. Instead, a new entrance on the south side of the school will be opened as the main entrance. All students should enter and exit the school through this new entrance. Signs will be posted to guide you, and staff members will be there to assist during busy times. Please remember to use the new entrance for your safety and convenience. Thank you for your cooperation.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Alice, did you listen to the song I sent you?
Yeah, I did. I was surprised to learn that you made the song yourself.
Actually, AI helped me make it.
I thought songs made by AI sound the same. Doesn't it just copy other original songs?
No. AI can actually help you create personalized music.
You mean you can create your own songs with AI?
Exactly. All you have to do is put in the styles of melodies or moods you want.
Oh, then AI would make me a song that reflects my preferences. So it's a kind of assistant.
Yes. Using AI helps you make your own music.
Sounds great. I'll try it later.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. It's Amy from Bright Morning Radio. While on the bus or subway, what do you do? Most of you check emails, read books, or listen to language lessons. However, Do you think it's really good for you? Simply doing nothing while on public transportation can be very helpful for your brain. According to some research, it allows your brain a rare chance to rest and truly recharge. In our busy lives, that might be the only time during the day when we can pause and clear our mind. So, next time you're on public transportation, give your brain a break. Try doing nothing, so you can refresh your mind and save your energy. Hi, Richard. I heard your dad retired last week. Did you do something special for him?
I did. We recently had a family gathering at a small hall we rented. I took a picture of the place.
Let me see. Oh, you put a congratulations banner on the wall.
Yeah. We hung it high so everyone could see it.
There is a screen in the corner. What was it for?
We played a video of his memories on it. Dad loved it.
That sounds really nice. And I see two flower pots near the screen.
Right. That type of flower is my dad's favorite.
And what's that stripe-patterned box on the table?
It was a gift for Dad. We all prepared it together.
Cool. And there's a microphone stand next to the table.
Yeah, we used it when we shared a few words about him.
Everything looks so warm and meaningful. I'm sure your dad was truly touched.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Abby, our mini orchestra concert is next week. I'm so excited.
So am I. But I'm worried we might have missed something important.
Don't worry. Let's go through the checklist together. First of all, you got permission to use the school assembly hall, right?
Yes, I did. And did you send the invitations out to parents?
I sent them all last week. What about the posters?
The first graders put them on the bulletin board this morning.
Great. Oh, I think I forgot to check the sound system.
No worries. Our teacher and I already checked it. It's working perfectly.
Looks like we're almost ready then.
Oh, one more thing. We need to check if the chairs for the audience are set up properly.
Sure. I'll check and let you know.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Forest Botanical Garden.
Hello. I'd like to purchase admission tickets for my family.
Sure. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for children. How many tickets would you like?
I'll take 2 adults and 2 children tickets.
Great. There's also a guided tour available for an extra $5 per person. You can learn about the various plants in our garden.
No thanks. We don't need it. Do you have a local residence discount? I think I saw it on your website.
Of course. 10% is discounted from the total for locals. Do you live in the area?
Yes, we do. I brought our identification cards. Here they are.
Okay, thank you. So that's 2 adults and 2 children tickets. Plus a 10% discount.
Yes, that's right. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 직업 체험 프로그램에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Jake, have you heard about the career experience program at the local biotech company next Thursday?
Yeah. It's the one where participants can see what professionals do at a local company, right?
Exactly. I think it could help you prepare for your internship. Do you want to take part in the program with me?
I'd love to, but I can't make it that day.
Oh, do you have a volunteer activity scheduled?
No, that's this weekend.
Then is it because of your book club meeting?
I moved that to another day. Actually, I'm going to the finals in the debate contest next Thursday.
You told me you lost the earlier round.
Yeah, but I heard that the winner copied material from the internet, so I advanced instead.
I see. Good luck in the competition then.
8번 대화를 듣고 아스트로 스페이스 캠프에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mike. What are you looking at?
I'm reading a pamphlet about the Astro Space Camp. It's a camp for students who are interested in rockets.
That sounds cool. Where does it take place?
It's going to be held at the Astro Science Center.
Oh, that's not far from school. When is the camp?
It's on October 17th. Would you like to join?
Sure. What kind of activities will we do there?
There'll be a lecture on rocket theory by a science communicator. And students will build model rockets in teams.
That sounds fun.
All materials necessary to make the rockets will be handed out. And the best part is, the event is free.
So there's no registration fee? That's nice.
Let's take advantage of this opportunity.
9번 2016 비즈왁스 립밤 이벤트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Are you looking for a meaningful way to learn about the environment and create something useful? I'm excited to invite you to the 2026 Beeswax Lip Balm event. It'll last 2 days, from September 2nd to the 3rd, at 10 a.m. at City Plaza. During the event, we'll show you a short 10-minute documentary about climate change and bees' ecosystem. After that, we'll guide you in making your very own beeswax lip balm. In addition, snacks made with honey will be provided to all participants. There's a $10 participation fee, and all profits will be donated to environmental organizations. The event is limited to 100 participants, so you'd better hurry and sign up. Don't miss out.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 여행 어댑터를 고르시오.
Jim, have you finished getting ready for your trip?
Almost, Mom. My travel adapter is broken, so I need to buy a new one. Could you help me choose?
Sure. What are your options?
There are 5 models I'm looking at, but I think anything over $50 is too expensive.
I agree. And maximum charging output matters too. Don't you like to charge your laptop quickly?
Yes. So I think it should be higher than 40 watts at least.
Right. How about the number of USB ports?
I need at least 4 ports because I often charge multiple devices at the same time.
Then you're down to 2 models. Any preference on the color?
The last one I used was white, so I'll go with a different color this time.
Your choice is clear then.
Great. I'll buy this one. Thanks for your help, Mom.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ben. Is it okay if I borrow your laptop today? I need to finish my science project.
What happened to your laptop? Is it not working?
Yeah, it won't turn on. Can I come over to your place and get your laptop?
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Jenny, our school is having a calligraphy contest. Why don't you join it?
I'd really love to, but I don't think I'm good enough. It's only been a few months since I started learning calligraphy.
Your handwriting is amazing. I'm sure you'd do great.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alex. You look worried. What's on your mind?
Hi, Grace. I'm worried because there aren't enough staff for my program.
You mean the local culture guide program you're running at the community center?
Yeah. I need more guides who can introduce local history and culture directly to visitors.
I think you should try something to recruit more guides.
I know, but I'm not sure what I should do.
How about making a promotional video and posting it online?
Do you think it'll work?
Sure. I've seen many programs use promotional videos, and they were quite successful. I think you can make one too.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Olivia, did you see the notice board over there?
No, what's on it?
There's a notice about the Student Ambassador Program. Why don't we apply to it?
What do the student ambassadors do?
I heard that they give campus tours and help out at major events.
That sounds interesting. But do you think I'd be good at it?
You're so active and good at helping others. That would be very helpful for the ambassador activities.
Oh, really? I'll try it then. By the way, do we each need to submit an application form?
Yes, we do. It's important to highlight the school activities you've taken part in.
Then what should I include?
You achieved a lot in the broadcasting club and debate club. Why don't you mention that?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 다니엘이 제인에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel and Jane are part of a small team developing a new study app. Jane is the developer and plans to launch the app next week. Daniel, who tests the app, finds a serious problem in user settings. Jane wants to release the app as scheduled, believing the problem can be fixed later through an update. However, Daniel thinks that if users experience an error right after downloading the app, they may leave negative reviews and stop using it. He believes this could harm the app's success in the long run. He thinks fixing the problem is more important than meeting the original deadline. So, Daniel wants to suggest to Jane that they delay the launch to fix the issue. In this situation, what would Daniel most likely say to Jane?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Today's Insight. Many foods commonly eaten today were not consumed in the past because they were regarded as inedible. Here are four foods that were believed to be not appropriate for human consumption. First, tomatoes belonged to the same plant family as some poisonous plants. In addition, tomatoes were believed to cause illness when they were served on metal plates. Second, carrots were not consumed in everyday meals in the past because of their strange colors, like purple or white. Instead, they were mainly used for animal feed. People became familiar with the orange carrots of today only after selective farming. Next, corn also caused worries in some European regions. People became sick when they ate corn prepared without traditional Native American cooking methods. That made people believe that corn itself was unhealthy. Finally, eggplants were once thought to be highly poisonous. Their flowers and leaves could be harmful if eaten in large amounts. Today, these foods are cooked properly and eaten safely. Tomorrow, we'll see where delicious desserts come from.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Today's Insight. Many foods commonly eaten today were not consumed in the past because they were regarded as inedible. Here are four foods that were believed to be not appropriate for human consumption. First, tomatoes belonged to the same plant family as some poisonous plants. In addition, tomatoes were believed to cause illness when they were served on metal plates. Second, carrots were not consumed in everyday meals in the past because of their strange colors, like purple or white. Instead, they were mainly used for animal feed. People became familiar with the orange carrots of today only after selective farming. Next, corn also caused worries in some European regions. People became sick when they ate corn prepared without traditional Native American cooking methods. That made people believe that corn itself was unhealthy. Finally, eggplants were once thought to be highly poisonous. Their flowers and leaves could be harmful if eaten in large amounts. Today, these foods are cooked properly and eaten safely. Tomorrow, we'll see where delicious desserts come from.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은?
이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.